What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. So in this episode, we are going to talk about the fact that there could be a shift in the housing market. And the inspiration of this episode was an interview I saw with the CEO of Redfin. If you haven't heard of Redfin before, you probably heard of Zillow, similar website to that. So you can look at homes and things of that nature. They have a lot of articles and reports and data. I spent hours this week looking through tons of data in preparation for this episode and really just to update myself on what's going on nationally and what's going on at a local level. All right. So today I'm going to talk about what's really happening, like what's actually going on in the housing market, some of the risk and opportunities for home buyers that really aren't being talked about, and how you can avoid making a bad decision that could potentially have you in foreclosure. All right. Okay, so according to a recent Redfin report, there's currently 4.1 months of housing inventory. All right, and that's the highest level of inventory we've had in 6 years at a national level. You're going to hear me saying national level a lot, and it's going to make sense very shortly. So for many people, I can see why it feels like it's a buyer's market nationally, but it's not, right? 6 months of inventory would give us a balanced housing market. And anything over that would be a buyer's market. All right. And I want you to pay close attention because there are cities where it is a buyer's market and there could potentially be some significant opportunities in these cities. Some of these cities have even reached their pre-2020 inventory levels. So, according to a recent report, Jacksonville had 6.3 months of housing inventory, which indicates a buyer's market because it's more than 6 months, like we just went over. In Jacksonville, homes stay on the market for about 83 days, which is above the national median of 66 days. So when I say homes stay on the market for X number of days, that means that is the median time that it takes for the house to sell. All right. And the reason why this is significant, this data from Jacksonville, is because as a local market becomes a buyer's market, there's a good chance that prices start to come down. And for example, if a home is sitting for a long time, the odds are that it's not priced correctly. And ideally, and if they are logical, they'll start cutting the price until they find someone who can buy it at, or honestly, maybe even below listed price. And as I was looking through listings, I saw a number of price cuts in Jacksonville. So to me, all of the data is adding up. Another city that the Redfin CEO mentioned in this interview was Austin. And he was talking about Austin and how it was a frenzy and so many people moving there. And now, it's quite the opposite. So in a recent report, it was revealed that Austin has 5.5 months of inventory, which is almost a balanced real estate market. Homes stay on the market in Austin for 87 days. That's the median. And that is above the median of 66 days for the nation. And when I was looking at Austin, I saw some interesting price cuts. I should probably say crazy. There was a home, I think it was near, I don't know if it was near downtown or something, but there was a home, new construction. The price had been cut by over $200,000. I think it was just about $200,000. So it's tracking to me. And, something that really frustrates me, to be honest with you, about some of these home sellers is that for some of them, I truly believe they just slapped the largest number they could think of, had their agent put it on the market for that crazy price in the hopes that some uneducated buyer would buy the house, right? But as we can see, and as you can see, if you just browse a little bit, in some areas, their prices are coming down, right? Prices are coming down. So I want you to promise yourself and promise me, even though I may never know the outcome, that if you're looking to buy a home, you're not going to overpay. You're not going to get into no bidding wars, and you're going to make a sound decision. Please make that commitment to yourself. So there are people who believe, and maybe you do, that any city that has a buyer's market is a great place to buy, but you might reconsider after this next section. So we right now are in a very interesting position in the real estate market and really in life. There's nobody on earth who wants to buy a home, in my opinion, who does not want a buyer's market. Because in a buyer's market, everything is in your favor. Many things are in your favor. But here is the thing. What if that buyer's market comes with other problems? Problems like rapidly increasing home insurance, problems like rapidly increasing property taxes, or potentially even HOA issues. These are all things to consider. So right now, I'm going to read from a chart on a Redfin report that breaks down the months of supply. So I want you to keep three numbers in mind. Well, one number. So 6 months. 6 months is a balanced market. If it's higher than 6 months, it's a buyer's market. If it's lower than 6 months, it's a seller's market. So when I look at the top 10 or so cities on this chart in terms of months of supply, the majority of them are in Florida. And so I'm going to read off some of the cities on this particular list. So the first is Cape Coral, Florida, with 11.6 months of supply. Then it's Miami, Florida, 11.4 months of supply. McAllen, Texas, 10.5 months of supply. Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 10.3 months of supply. West Palm Beach, Florida, 9.6 months of supply. New Orleans, Louisiana, 8.1 months of supply. Northport, Florida, 7.3 months of supply. Honolulu, Hawaii, 6.4 months of supply. Jacksonville, Florida, 6.3 months of supply. So those are all the buyer's markets as of this report that was put out by Redfin. And every month, there's different reports that come out. Sometimes they even have data week to week. But based on this report, these are the numbers. And it's pretty interesting because for a number of these cities, the months of supply is actually higher than the same time last year. So for example, Cape Coral, Florida, they're at 11.6 months of supply. Year prior to this report, they were at 8.6. So it's getting worse. And it wouldn't surprise me if I go and look at some of those listings and they've either been on the market for a long time with not enough price cuts, or they have plenty of price cuts, right? It's probably a mixture of properties, but buyers have more to choose from. So when buyers have more to choose from, you can't charge what you want. And if you want to charge what you want, your home is not going to sell. And that's probably the experience that a lot of these sellers are going through. And for almost all of the top 10, the number of active listings year over year is up, in some cases over 20%. So these are all things that are very important to understand. And it's clear that nationwide it's not a buyer's market based on the data we talked about. However, in some cities, they are absolutely a buyer's market. They are close to a buyer, or they're close to a buyer's market. There are a number of cities like that. So it's important to understand, everyone, that real estate is local, right? The national data is cool to look at. I look at it all the time. But it's important, and it's a reminder for myself too. It's important to look very closely at the data of where you're looking to invest at. All right. Because it can help you plan your next move, help you just contextualize what's going on. So I just want to make sure you understand that very closely. So the next section is for everyone who is planning to hopefully buy a home in 2025. So it's clear that there's a mixed bag nationwide, right? There's a mixed bag of buyers, sellers, and balanced markets. And if you're in an area that's not only expensive, but it's also a seller's market, then there are a couple options that I want you to think about. So the first thing is that it's very hard to time the market. So I'm not going to suggest that you necessarily wait to see if prices will drop in your area, because there's no guarantee that they will, unless you're targeting or live in one of these buyer's markets that you can make lowball offers that might get accepted. That's probably few and far between, but there's no guarantee that prices will drop. It's a gamble to think they will. We can't really predict that. So, furthermore, if you can't qualify or afford to buy a home on your own, I want you to think about if you have a trusted friend or family member who might be in the same situation. Maybe they also have a good job, maybe they've saved, and maybe they want to buy a house. They just can't qualify. Maybe they don't make enough money, or whatever the case is. So if you have someone like this, first of all, you're blessed. But if you have someone like this, consider combining your resources and buying a home together. So there's a few different ways this could look. So I'm going to give a number of examples to help you understand what this could potentially look like. So this could look like buying a single family home. Let's say it's you and one other individual, and each of you take in a room. So let's say it's a three bedroom. You might each take a room, you split the mortgage, all that. And you might even decide that you want to rent out that third room to help subsidize some of the expenses, or you know, leave it open for whatever y'all choose to use it for. So that's one example of what it could look like. It could also look like buying a two family home with another individual, and you each taking one unit and splitting everything down the middle, or you both living in one unit, renting the other unit out. You know, you can rent it out by the room or the whole thing. There's an endless number of ways you could do it. You could do short or midterm rentals. There's a number of things you can do if you collaborate and join forces with somebody else, and it could speed up the timeline. Obviously, you need paperwork and all that stuff, but I just want to get you in the habit of thinking outside the box. If you have a family, this is something that could still potentially apply. So you might be able to find a two family or a duplex with enough space and rooms in each unit to accommodate the family size. Or in some cases, there are, I know here in LA, maybe in other states, sometimes there's two pretty much single family homes on one lot and they consider it a duplex, right? So that could be something else that you want to consider. So the point is creativity. It's important to be creative these days because things seem to be pretty unpredictable with the real estate market. Now, if you are someone who is able to move and you're mobile and your life is such that you could try to go somewhere else, maybe that's a little more affordable, I would consider some of the markets that are near a balanced market or where inventory levels are rising, or maybe there's one of these full-on buyer's markets that you're interested in. You may have a better shot at getting a good deal. All right. And don't buy more house than you can afford. Please don't. Don't worry about impressing other people. Do what you can within your resources, within your abilities, because nobody else pays your bills. So there's no sense in trying to impress other people. If you're looking into a new construction home, try to get as many incentives as you can. There are some builders who are providing a wide variety of incentives. And if their homes have been sitting for a long time, then you might even be able to take advantage of even more incentives. More broadly, for an existing home, if you find something that you like that fits your needs, that's been on the market for a long time, that could also be a good opportunity to get a good deal and get it for a good amount less than what it's listed for, depending on the situation. So prices are out of control in many places around the country, and I get it. Trust me, I understand. I live in one of those places. And I don't want you to give up. If you're not able to buy a house this year, I want you to focus on learning everything you can and saving as much money as you can. You will not regret doing that. So I don't want you to give up. I don't want you to give up, and I want you to prepare for when your time comes. I have a bunch of free resources in the description of this podcast, and you can check them out, download them if you haven't. They'll help you get started, help you understand more of what it takes to reach your goals in real estate and some things to help you create an action plan. All right. So thank you all so much. I really appreciate you taking some time to listen. And if you enjoyed it, if you got something out of this episode, please be sure to leave a rating and review. It takes like 15 seconds to do so. And I love hearing from you, hearing your feedback. And then follow or subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you're listening to this on. All right. Thank you all so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
American investment. More jobs, higher wages. It's why Congress passed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017 and American businesses delivered. Investing in U.S. manufacturing, increasing wages for American workers, and creating over 500,000 new jobs. Unless Congress acts, tax hikes on American families, workers, and businesses will set us back. Tell Congress to extend and strengthen tax reform. Paid for by Business Roundtable.